With us today, we have representatives from the County Personnel Department, which has been working hard to raise the employee awareness of health issues. And during the week of October 20th to the 24th, different organizations will have booths here in this building from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock with health information. On the 24th, a one-mile walk will start here at 7:30 a.m. before work. And their goal is to make our employees more aware of health issues, which was recommended by our group hospital insurance consultant as a way to decrease cost of our group hospital plan, as well as, of course, to improve the health of our employees. And with us today, we have Denny Cordry, Bonnie Wooten, and Kim Beecham, who have worked very hard on this. And I know Susie Webb has also helped with it also.
Morning, Denny.
Good morning. Thank you. As you may remember, when the IBC consultant presented his report on our group hospital plan last spring, one of the suggestions to lower health insurance costs was that we consider having a health fair to make our employees aware of their own health situations. The last couple of months, the personnel office has been busy planning a health awareness week to be held the week of October 20th to 24th. Sussex County Health Awareness Week has been designed to encourage county employees to make their health a top priority and take steps for a longer, healthier, and happier life. During the week, employees and health organizations will work together to educate employees about steps they can take to improve their physical and mental health and prevent diseases like cancer and heart disease by engaging in physical activity, making healthy food choices, visiting a healthcare provider to receive regular checkups and preventive screenings, and taking charge of their health and well-being. According to Health Fairs Direct, health fairs are a relatively new industry. It began back in the late 80s with a few doctors' offices offering health fairs and lectures as a way of gaining new patients for the practice. Doctors learned that by offering educational lectures and screenings to corporate employees, they would create more demand for their services and grow their business. Demand for these programs increased very slowly as corporations learned that a health and wellness program, when professionally organized into an educational and fun event, could improve performance, reduce absenteeism, lower or slow the excessive annual increases in the cost of health insurance, become used as an employee benefit, showing employees the company cares about their well-being, and increase morale. In the year 2000, corporate health and wellness fairs began to become very popular. Corporations started incorporating health fairs into their employee benefits program, realizing that healthy employees cost their company less money due to fewer sick days, less medical claims with fewer new illnesses, and decreased long-term medical costs as a result of fewer chronic illnesses. Employers also began to realize that healthy employees tend to be more productive, tend to be happier and more satisfied with their jobs, have more energy and stamina, tend to be more creative, and have less distractions and have better focus on their jobs. The state of Delaware expanded on these approaches when it implemented Delawell, the state's comprehensive wellness program, in 2007. The State Employees Benefits Committee, a consortium formed to address long-term health care costs for state employees, began testing wellness programs in 2003. That year, 100 employees were offered fitness assessments and consultations at no charge. Individuals who were at higher risk were given follow-up counseling and additional tests. Online resources and on-site seminars were made available to all employees. The first year's savings were estimated at $62,000 through the reduction of emergency room visits. Given that success, the state expanded the program, offering 500 employees the opportunity to participate in 2004 and 1,200 employees in 2005. That resulted in an additional $450,000 in savings. We feel that the savings potential to the taxpayers of Sussex County as a result of our Health Awareness Week is huge. Now I'm going to turn this over to Bonnie Wooten to discuss the vendors and the activities we have planned.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. Health promotion is the process of enabling people to increase control over their health and improve it. Health is defined as a state of complete physical, social, and mental well-being, not merely the absence of disease. Health is a broad concept and encompasses much more. than just body fat percentage or bicep strength. Current research shows that many of today's major health problems are related to lifestyle. Furthermore, many of these ailments are preventable or minimized by developing positive health attitudes. Health education teaches employees about lifestyle choices that positively impact well-being. Health Awareness Week is designed to help employees envision new lifestyles for themselves, such as increasing their physical activity, good nutrition, management of their weight, and stress management. There will be a total of 36 organizations on hand for the event. Some will give out pamphlets and educational material, and some will do actual free screenings. The American Cancer Society will join us along with the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association. BB Medical will be doing health screenings free of charge, screenings like bone density testing, glucose testing, and cholesterol testing. Bay Health will be coming in to do face cancer screenings. Halperin Eye and Sussex Eye will do free vision screenings. Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition will be doing mammograms. iNeticare will also be present. Delaware Health and Social Services and Sussex County EMS, just to name a few. Organizational tables will be set up in the atrium, first floor and second floors, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. each day. Employees will be able to visit these organizations on their lunch hours and breaks. Personnel is hoping that making our Health Awareness Week curriculum interesting and informative will motivate our employees to adopt healthier lifestyles, thus preventing future health problems and cutting health care costs. Many organizations have donated prizes for the drawings. Kimberly Beecham will now come and give you a summary of what has been donated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Many prizes have been donated by the participating vendors to be given to our employees. The purpose of the prizes is to produce interest and participation in our Health Awareness Week. A few examples of the prizes are three memberships to local gyms, tote bags filled with prizes from the American Heart Association, some T-shirts from the Division of Public Health, a $100 gift certificate to the Vernon Powell Shoes, used or to be used for walking and running shoes, donated by Integra, and cookbooks from Weight Watchers. The door prizes will be awarded each day beginning at 10:30 a.m. and continuing with one every hour until 1:30. All employees will be entered in the drawing for the door prizes using their employee numbers. They do not need to be present to win. A grand prize will be given away each day at 3 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Employees must enter their names in the drawing located in the personnel office in order to participate. Employees' names may also be entered by another employee in their absence. This is to encourage all employees to participate in the Health Awareness Week located here in the administrative building. Friday's grand prize, which is a one-year membership valued at approximately $500 and donated by Flex World here in Georgetown, will be awarded to one of the participants of the one-mile walk, which is scheduled Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. Each participant will be given a ticket that will enter them into the grand prize drawing. Mr. Baker will draw the winning ticket and present the prize. We would like to thank you for your time and support and invite you to participate in the week's activities. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything else, Dan? I think it's a great thing, and hopefully, Dave, you're going to walk too? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. 7:30.
Any of the councilmen would like to walk, they're welcome.
7:30? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 7:30. Yeah.
Right here at the county building? Is that where we're starting?
Yes.
Where are we heading?
Walking up Pine Street to the school, and then back up, Market Street to
Market Street.
To the building.
Yeah, about October.
That's cool.
They put a lot of effort into it, and this is the first time we've had anything like this, and I think it'll be, we appreciate that, all the work you've done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're Thanks, guys. I hope everything goes well now. I'll put this in the book and see if we can't get the rest of them. I know Mr. Dukes is a walker occasionally.
Thank you all very much.
I won't comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, there you go. 7:30 going on, just
Okay, the next item is an airport hangar lease assignment, and we have a proposal to reassign an airport lease for a lot that the county has at the airport. The current lease was dated July 28, 1997, with Allen Family Foods for a lot at the airport. Allen Family Foods built a hangar on that lot. The current tenant, Allen Family Foods, has requested that your approval to assign the lease to Meridian Aviation LLC with the existing terms and conditions. And if there aren't any questions, I have a motion.
What are the existing terms and conditions?
The rent is...
And how long has Allen's had it?
Allen's has had it about 11 years.
Right. So they negotiated a lease 11 years ago. We've made some certain changes. So, I mean, should this be one of those leases we should maybe not reassign and bring up to snuff?
Well, that's something you can look at. This was the term. These were the terms that we were asked to reassign the lease.
Right.
The terms when the hangar was built and when the lease was entered into 11 years ago.
I understand all that. I'm just, but now it's 11 years later. I just think we years ago we were had a reputation for giving away some real cushiony leases. I'm just wondering, is this one we should be tightening up to? Our costs are going up too, Dave, out there.
Probably the reason, Mr. Cole, back then we didn't have that much going on at the airport. We were just glad to get a lease.
I understand that.
But as things have grown, we've increased our rentals.
But we're not increasing this one, Dave. We're assigning it back to the 11. We're going back 11 years and giving terms that were 11 years old. I'm just curious what those terms are.
Okay. The rent is now $2,347 per year for the lot. And... the lot can be used for airport maintenance or airplane maintenance and storage.
Right. The only thing they're doing is they're renting a piece of ground. Is that correct?
For most? Yes.
We don't maintain that building?
No.
They have a separate agreement that, as I understand it, to purchase the building from Allen Family.
Right. Foods. Okay. What would we, what would we rent that piece of ground for today under your current scenarios?
The appraisals we had done last year, the average about 38 cents a square foot. This rent is about 6 cents a square foot.
6 cents? So 38 cents, you say?
That's the average of the lot.
Because this is about $200 a month.
Does increase some, doesn't it, Dave?
But not anywhere from 6 cents to 38 cents. So I just would suggest, gentlemen, that we renegotiate and bring it up, at least 50% or something from 6 cents to 38 cents. It seems like a dramatic change. And this lease lasts how long?
It was a 30-year lease.
So we got 20 years left.
Expiring July of 2027. And then there were a couple of options also.
A couple options. It could be tied up for the next 40 years. My suggestion, gentlemen, you've all bragged about how we run this county like a business. I think we ought to look at this lease and see if there's something we can do to bring it up a little bit. It just seems way out of sync, way out of whack.
I just think because of the economic times that we need to try to keep everything rented out there and keep moving on it. That's my one opinion, too.
Well, nobody said they wouldn't accept it at a higher than more than 6 cents a square foot.
Our lease with Allen's, do they have was it in there that they could release it or sublease it to someone else?
Yes, but however, if they sublet it, it would be subject to the county council approval. To landlord approval.
But the approval, is that because we want more money out of it, or what reason could we turn it down? Mr. Griffin?
I'll take a look at the lease if you've got the part that deals with stuff.
Why don't we just defer and let them look us over and come back? Because, again, 6 cents versus 38 cents seems like a stretch, and I think it's something we ought to look at.
It says
we're in economic hard times, too, gentlemen.
It says the tenant... Tenant shall not assign or sublet without the written consent of the landlord. and that we, if that is requested, council has the ability to make inquiries concerning the nature of the business and employment goals, and ask the person to whom it's assigned will assume all the obligations that were placed on the tenant under the original lease.
Well, that's in there for us, so we can...
That's all it says.
Right.
And that gives us the ability to look into the rent that we're charging and adjust it.
Well, the rent is for full 30 years, and I suppose you could say, no, we're not going to allow it to be assigned, but the person could decide not to do it.
Right. Or?
Your options are to
approve the lease.
Approve it as under the current rent, or to say no to the tenant.
Well, I just don't think it's, Jim, it's not your, I know, but I just don't think it's fair that we're renting things out there at 38 cents a square feet with people coming in today and trying to rent something, negotiate with the county, and here we give a 6 cent, a square foot versus a 38 cent square foot. With the market is saying, we can bring it up. Maybe you don't have to bring it up to 38 cents, but gentlemen, I think you need to come up above 6 cents a square foot, because we got expenses just like everybody else out there. So here's an opportunity to not, spend money, but make some money maybe.
I make a motion we defer on it to put it back on the agenda next week to give our Mr. Baker, Mr. Griffin, opportunity to look at the lease and see if he can be reassigned.
And also bring Mr. Hicken in, because he's running the airport. Maybe he's been writing these new leases. Maybe he has some input into this.
Mr. Cole, I agree with you to an extent, but I disagree with you, because when we wrote this lease back then, 11 years ago, as I said before, we were tickled to get 6 cents a square foot out of it.
That's well and good, Dale. We're now 11 years later.
I understand.
I'm glad for that tidbit of history, but that doesn't help us today.
If Allen's had kept it, nobody would have said a word. We'd have gone another 20, 30 years at 6 cents a square foot.
But we put that wording in there so we have the ability to adjust these to bring them up to standard currency.
I don't think it says anything about the rent.
What is it?
Never mind. If you guys want to do give it away, you got the votes to do it. Go ahead and do it. But I'm just saying.
Got the votes or not. What money has the county invested in that, since it was built? We don't do any maintenance or so for anything on it.
We have to provide all kinds of services to the air park, to the industrial park, and this rent that we receive here goes into that money to help pay for all those services we give, Dale. And now why are we, I'm just saying, why are we putting out a lease and renewing a lease at 6 cents a square foot when it's now 38 cents a square foot? It's not fair to the new customers. It's not fair to the county. It's not fair to the taxpayers that we're not stepping up to the plate. Similar to what's going on in Washington. You want to give it away, a cushion deal? Do it. But I think we can have an opportunity to step up and address this one. Maybe the consensus will don't go all the way to 38 cents a square foot, but it ought to be over more than 6 cents a square foot. But you guys can do what you just one. That's one man's opinion. I see the rest of you don't have an opinion.
You got a motion on the floor, Mr. President. I'll withdraw it either one.
Okay. If that motion is to defer until next week, is that correct?
That was my motion to give the attorney.
Yeah, second.
Okay. It's moved second to defer until next week. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
No. Okay. All right, put it back on for next week.
Or your friend will be proud of you.
Administration report.
The next item is the administrative report. And
Mr. Dollar and Cents, what do you think?
Good arguments on the table.
First item is the county newsletter. We've attached a copy of the county newsletter for the fall and winter. This is the second edition of the newsletter prepared by Mr. Chip Guy and Ms. Heather Kemp. Information regarding government contacts, services, events in the county is included, and the publication is available free to the public, and we'll have it available at libraries and county buildings and pretty much anywhere that we've asked to provide it. Senior centers, right? The next item is, and it's also available on our website. I'd like to thank Mr. Guy and Ms. Kemp for their hard work on this, and this is only the second one. They've been very successful, and there's been a lot of interest in this. Foreclosure prevention seminar, October 8th, as per the attached news brief, Ms. Brandy Bennett, who's here today, our county housing coordinator, will be assisting with a free housing foreclosure prevention seminar from 5:30 to 8:30 on Wednesday, October 8th in Millsboro. One-on-one sessions will be held with homeowners to provide assistance with prevention of foreclosures. And then Livable Delaware Council meeting, we just received notice that the next Livable Delaware Advisory Council meeting will be held on October 17th at 10 a.m., and it's tentatively scheduled to be in the Tatnall Building at room 113, where they will hopefully make a recommendation to approve our land use plan to the governor. Again, today is September 30, which is the due date for Sussex County property taxes. Remind Chip of that, and as noted last week, a penalty of 1.5% will be added for outstanding bills. Checks postmarked today will be considered current and not subject to penalty. And also, I was just made aware that Bruce Pringle will be leaving his current employer and working for the state news, and probably won't be around here as often anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was spontaneous. I didn't know what happened. Something came over me.
I know Bruce has covered the county council for quite a few years.
Absolutely.
1975.
Since 1975. So, with the News Journal and that, and the Coast Press, Delaware Coast Press, and
when you start there,
and the state news. Now with the state news. So, wish him the best of luck and thank him for the good stories.
May it rest in peace. Anything else, Dave?
No, that's it.
Good morning, Glenn.